Amen. We really appreciate the message that we had this morning. And we're glad to see that you're back again this afternoon. And Brother Martin laid out quite clearly for us what has gone wrong with the church. Before we can fix something, we have to know that there's something wrong with it. Somebody made the statement this morning that this system of pastor has been a tradition in the church for a long time. And I would encourage you to study history so that you would know that this did indeed happen and that you would know when it happened. By the year 200, almost all of the church was corrupted in their leadership pattern.
Sa tuig 200 pa di ay, nagsugod na kiningdili maayo ng mga pagpanudlo diya sa mga kasintahanan.
Before the Apostle John died, they were appointing what they called monarchical bishops.
Bisan sa wala pang mamatay si Apostolis Juan, nagsugod na di ay kini ng mga maong mga binuhatan.
Their motive was good, but they were doing the wrong thing. Their motive was because heresy was coming in, beliefs that were not according to God's word. Therefore, they should appoint strong leaders to fight this off.
Ang ilang mga motibo maayo malunta, mauna nga nagabuhat sila o nagatukod, nagpahimutang nining mga magapangulo na magauna kanila.
And so they laid aside God's plan and took up man's ideas.
Mauna na yun, ang nahitabo, ang pagmando hinon sa Ginoo, marag na sa likway na hinon, kunya ang kalibutan ng mga paagi, mauna hinon yun ang pagsulabi sa ilang kaugalingon.
So Brother Martin, if he will come and share with us what God's order is.
Si Brother Martin mo magtudlo kanato karon sa dugang pang mga butang o magapasabot kanato ni kapon.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hey man, did you have a good lunch? Did you eat well? You need to make sure you eat well. Because you are supposed to feed the flock. And you can feed them only with what you have eaten yourself. Amen. So we have eaten the natural lunch. Are we ready for spiritual? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. So we did agree in the morning that the church in general went astray in setting up hierarchy in the church. We have understood in the morning that there is a spirit of Antichrist which is working in us, trying to put us in the position which doesn't belong to us. I do not want us to be deceived. and think it is only the priests out there. The Spirit is trying to get hold of everybody of us. And we have to find it in our life and refuse it, overcome it. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be honest before God and say, Lord, I see somewhere in me the tendency which is not of you. And ask the Lord to cleanse it of me. Amen.
Amen.
So we are not talking about them. We are talking about my own heart. Amen.
Amen.
So, we know what's wrong. What is right? What is right? Do we have any leadership in the church?
What, any?
Do we have any? Should there be at all leadership in the church? Help me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There should be those using the word leadership. They lead, who lead by example. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at some of the good words. We know there are some bad words.
Like
pastor. So let's look at the good words. By the way, let's do a little more exercise. How many of you have any access to Greek?
Greek.
How many of you have? Any strong concordance, any Greek? You have strong concordance, or what do you have?
Yeah.
Strong concordance. Okay, good.
You have also but you didn't understand.
Okay. So we have two. I encourage you to pray.
Magampo?
To God.
Magampo sa Dios?
Not to me. But to pray to God. To get you one. I was about 16 years old, maybe
17.
And I studied the Word of God. I love it. And I read here, and I read there, and I read here, and I read there. And you know, these brethren who came to my country, they are having this Greek Bible and concordance. I didn't even have sometimes food to eat. I sometimes didn't have, some days, I even didn't have food to eat. And I'm thinking, I can never afford to have this Greek concordance or Greek Bible. But I went to God and I said, God, I would love to have it. I said, Lord, is there something you can do for me? I would like to have one. I desire to study the Word of God. I I didn't go to any of the brothers. And it was before I see any of these brethren, really. And then somebody came from the States. Amen. And I'm sitting there in the congregation. And I'm listening to every word. Taking notes. And then one of the brothers came to me. And he brought me a beautiful Greek Bible. He never seen me before. And he came and said, God told me to bring it to you from the States. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, God knows your heart. If you desire for righteousness, desire for the Word of God, He will provide. Shall we ask Him right away? Shall we ask Him right away? Will you join me in a prayer? Father, we come before you with a need. With a need for our people. With a need for our leadership. Lord, I pray you would provide good Bibles. You would provide good concordances. You would provide the means and resources that we can study the Word of God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There is nothing God wouldn't give us. When it's according to His will. Amen. For the leaders, if you want to be the leader, God wants you to study. Amen.
Amen.
What is it? 2 Timothy? Yes, how is it? 2 Timothy? Yes, study to show yourself approved that you would be able to distribute. Let me find it. Divide the word. Yes, 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 that's it.
A workman needeth not be ashamed.
Let me find it here. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Now,
amen. So you have to study first that you can divide the word to the people. Amen. Can give him the mic.
Another characteristic of the cow that makes her clean is that she divides with the hoof.
Alright. So now, let's look at one principle which is in the Bible.
Tanam pun ada ni masa kepresiden ini, macam
also applies to the leadership. So, in the Old Testament, there is a great picture. And the great picture is the tabernacle of Moses. Yes, who knows Moses? Everybody heard about Moses. All right, that's good. Everybody heard about the tabernacle of Moses. Amen. The tabernacle of Moses was not only instruction for Dan, but it has encoded a great message for us. Amen.
Amen.
We do not have time now this afternoon to cover everything. But I want to cover one principle with you. One is the tabernacle looks like this. It has the outer court. It has the holy place and holy of holies. And the story is about how do I get out of here, being outside of the tabernacle, through the different places here where I meet with God. So that's the story, and maybe we'll have time to cover it in more detail. But there is one of the principles I want to touch. The length or the size of the tabernacle is 100, 100, 50, and 50 cubits. What is it, cubit? Okay, that's the cubit. The length. Okay? So do not divide it or do not put it into meters. Do you have meters or what do you have?
I have only put it in meters. Yes. 100 millimeters.
Okay, so do not translate cubit into meters. Because every number in Bible is symbolic. Amen.
Amen.
So let's count this together. Children, who can help me? 100 plus 100, 50, what is it? Yes, 300. So what is the message of 300 in the tabernacle? What is the message of 300 in the tabernacle? Where in the Bible do you find the number 300? Huh? Egypt? Oh, Gideon's army, yes. Alright. So, what do we know about Gideon's army? They were too many. So the first message is, they were too many, and God says, no, it's too many of you. In our mentality, we would like to have more and more and more people. But that's not what God wants. Honestly, it's not difficult to get crowd. The singers get a crowd. singers singing music. The politicians can get a crowd. It's not about getting a crowd, is it? Do you measure success of a preacher by the crowd, by the number of the people? If you do, Jesus was the greatest failure. Because at the end of his ministry, there was perhaps only John, if anybody. So let's not think and go after numbers. Because God is not in numbers. Amen. Also, God is saying, we are in Judges 7.
Numeros chapter capítulo 7.
Judges.
Judges. Mago from there.
Judges. Capítulo 7.
Mago from
7. 7. 7-2, actually.
7-2.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel warn themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, God is saying, I will do it. I will build my church. Lest any of us would be proud and say, I have built a church. Amen. God doesn't like the pride. I believe, let's go quickly to Isaiah 10. Let me see, 10:13 maybe. Yes. This is God, and he has it against the king of Assyria in 10:13. And it says, for he said, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. And I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a violent man. So we need to understand that God wants to be the one who will be responsible for building the church. He doesn't want any name of anybody to be there. So you do not want to name the church after man, do you? Our ministry. Brother George Ministries. The Church of Reverend Frank. Amen. So you will not put the name of a person over a church. It's different in business. I can have a business named according to my name. I can establish organization with my name. But not the church. Amen? Alright. So God is jealous there. And the next principle is God starts to split the Gideon's army, and they split them in two ways. How did he do it? In three, he says, "Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from the Mount Gilead, and there return of the people 22,000, and three, and there remain 10,000. Judges 7:3.
Ang imong kasundaluhan na kadtong nahadlok makahimo pagpauli busa bibidos min ang namauli og gismel lamang ang nagpabili.
A little math just to see if you are still alive. How many people they were together?
32,000.
Yes, well done. Who said it? Good job. So 22,000 and 10,000. And 22,000 say, we go home. Amen. So the first split, God says, I want only those who want to go. Nobody can make you a leader in the church. It has to be you who will desire, even actually more than desire, the work of an elder in the church. Is we have to be voluntarily there. But that's not enough. It's not enough. In number 4, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many.
Versículo 4 na gakanayon. Ang ginomayon kang Gideon, daghan gihapon sila.
Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them.
Dada sila nga to sa soba, ugsalayan ko sila, alang kanimo.
I will try them 40 there, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same will go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
Ang paubanon ko kanimo, muban. Tugang dili ko paubanon, dili muban.
Amen.
Amen.
To make the long story short, here we have 300. So out of 32, out of 32,000, we have left 300. Amen. That's not much, is it? It's not many. All right. Why am I talking about this story in the context of leadership? If you go to First Timothy 3, let us correct more than we did in the morning. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. Anyone? No, First Timothy. First Timothy 3:1. Yeah, that's it.
Tinuod kining maong panultihon. Ang nagtinguha nga mahimong pangulo sa simbahan, nagtinguha og maayong buhat.
Do you have a bishop there?
No.
Head. What do you have?
Pangulo.
What is it?
Head.
Head?
Yeah, pangulo.
Head.
Leader.
This head.
Yeah.
Head.
Pangulo.
All right. Okay, and do you have office there? Office of the head. No. Because what we have in the English Bible is, if a man desire the office of a bishop, do you have office there?
No.
No, good. Good for you. All right. So, let's first correct our Bibles. You don't have in Visayas office, right? No. Good translation. The word office is not in Greek at all. It's not there.
So,
if you are using the English Bible and it says office, just cross it out. It doesn't belong there. There is not even equivalent word for this in the Greek Bible in this verse. Again, it was put there by the in the translating to establish and support the hierarchy in the church. Okay. The next word, bishop. What is it, bishop, in the Bible? Bishop. Do you have bishops here?
Yes.
The bishop is again a Latin word. The bishop is a Latin word which doesn't belong to the Bible. So if you have the English Bible, take away bishop. If you have a sign Bible, take away the head. Amen? So what should be there? The word in Greek is episkopos. Alright, you need to help me. Episkopos, okay? Episkopos. It's kind of, sorry, because it was there written before. So, episkopos. And, what does it mean, the word skopos? Any idea? I will help you. Telescope. Microscope. So, microscope is to see the micro, the little. Telescope is to see the big. So what is the word scope? To see. So the word scopos is the seer, the one who sees. What is the word epi? Over, on. If you would have a box, here is the word epi. On there, on something. Okay, so episkopos is to see what is happening.
Ang word ng episkopos mao na sa naglanta kung unsay nagapanghitabo.
What would you think about word overseer?
Alam po lang masab na ginanda ko overseer.
Keep eye on it.
Mao na gatanaw diha ni anak.
Can I can leave my house with the children? I can leave my house, the children are at home. One of my children is a baby, she is a year and a half old. And I tell the oldest daughter, and I say, keep eye on the children. What does it mean to keep eye on the children? Watch. Oversee. What else? What is she doing? Huh? Sorry? She's responsible for what? So what is she doing? Take care of the baby. What does she do?
Responsible to take care.
Be practical. What is she doing? Tell me, what is she doing there? Feed. Okay. She will give food to the baby. What else? Make sure she's safe. She wouldn't run into trouble. Clean. Like fireplace.
Clean the children.
Yes, change the diaper. Aha. Yeah. Change the diaper. We don't like it necessarily, do we?
Make a sore
or something. Aha. What else is she doing? Does she get anything out of it? It's only work. It's only work. Yes. When the father comes home and see that the children were being taken good care of, I hug my daughter and I say, well done. Good job. Is there something I can do for you, honey? And she has even closer relationship to me. So, there is no position there. No position. So the Bible says, if a man desire to oversee, to keep eye, he desire a good
job.
What? Work. I'm sorry. Amen. No office. Just work. Amen. So, the first thing is, it's volunteer job. Most of the people are saying, sorry, I'm not interested. If you desire the work, you can stay. If you do not desire the job, the work, I will be wasting your time and you can take the time and leave. So if you stay, I assume that you are interested in the work. Amen? So the first step is check your heart if you really are interested to work for the Lord and overseeing the sheep. If you decided that you stay, you decided that you desire, then we go and get on into the second step, and this is to try them. By the way, let me give you in Greek the word desire. The word in Greek, the desire, is to stretch oneself, that is, reach out after, long for, covet after, desire. So let's do it together. To stretch oneself.
Ang pagpa-stretch, pagpaligo natin makagalingon, o pagkabot.
Stretch, or stretch.
Oh, ang pagkabot. Reach out after.
Reach out after.
Pagkabot, sa maong pagtingon sa pagkabot, sa maong butang.
Reach out actively.
Oh, kabit after.
Yes, long for, I long for, I desire, I want it with all my heart. Amen. I ask for it. You know, it's not like something like I would say, do you want to do the work and keep eye on the children? And the daughter would say, okay. It would be like if the Lord is recruiting. And he says, who is interested? Who is interested to keep eye on the sheep? You would step on the chair and say, Lord, me, take me, Lord, me. I desire to do the job. I reach for it. And the Lord says, but I'm not talking about office. It's not that you will resign your work. You maybe still will be working and busy taking care of your animals or be teacher or be policeman or whatever your job is. And in your free time, if there is any, you are yet keeping eye on the sheep. Amen? So that's the word desire. Alright? The second part, however, is that we need to has something fulfilled. The verse 2, it's not a bishop, it's not a head in 1 Timothy 3:2. It is the overseer that must be a blameless.
Busa kinahanglan dili masaway ang pangulo sa simbahan.
The husband of one wife.
Busaray asawa.
Vigilant.
Maugdan may dire.
Sober. Of good behavior. Given to hospitality. Apt to teach. The whole verse too.
Busa kinahanglan dili masaway ang pangulo sa simbahan. Busaray asawa. Maugdan. Mapugnanon sa kagalingon, mahigugmaon sa kalinaw, maabi-abihon, ug maantigong motudlo.
Not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not brawler, not covetous.
Kinahanglan dili siya palahubog ug dili palaway, kun dili malumo ug makigdayton. Kinahanglan dili siya naong upwarta.
You need to say it in English.
What are your faces? Is it a circle? Coin.
All right.
Lovers of money?
Aha. Uh-huh. Lovers of money, aha. Uh-huh. So here is a condition that God says not everybody can be overseer. So one of the words we have is episcopos, the overseer. Who raise hands? Who can become, who do you think can become overseer? Raise your hand if you think you can become overseer. Alright, I see some hands.
I see some hands
who can become overseer. Aha. So, first of all, it is not only for laity. It's not only for clergy. The idea that there are some people selected to be leaders and some to be followers is wrong. Desire can become an overseer and get the work. However, it's for men only. It's for men only. Why is it? Let's look about the condition in the word 2. An overseer then must be blameless, the husband of one wife. You have a question?
Only one wife.
Only one wife, okay. So, not only, it's for husbands only. Can overseer have two wives? Can he have two wives?
No.
If you come and you have somebody who has two wives, he's disqualified from overseeing the church. Amen? Do you have people in the Philippines who have two wives? No, it's illegal here. It's illegal. When we travel to Africa or in other countries, in the Arab countries, you have people with more than one wife. Okay? Now, can overseer be somebody who has no wife? Who was never married? Huh? Single. What does the Bible say? Can or cannot? He cannot. Give me the feedback. What do they say? What do they ask? Tell me.
If you are only a single man, you're not married.
No. You are not allowed, not only to rule, because you are never allowed to rule, but you cannot be overseer. Amen. Good. Praise the Lord. So, why do I have to have wife? Tell me. I am a young man. I am a good boy. I want to oversee the church. Why do I have to have a wife? Huh? Why do I need to have a wife? Help me. Because we need to understand why. If we don't understand why, we will not be able to apply it properly. Huh? In order to have a helper, okay, but that's not what the Bible says. In order to be a good example, it's a good answer, but it's not what the Bible says. Yes, it's there. He has to be able to prove he can manage his own family. He needs to have children. He needs to have children and the wife. How otherwise do you wanna learn to be patient and kind? How can you prove you can balance the kindness and meekness with firmness? Amen.
Amen.
So not only you are married and you have children, but you have the house under control.
Well, all that should be preceded by the scripture found in Ephesians 5:25, where it says that husbands are to love their wives even as Christ loved the church.
Amen? So husbands should love their wives even as Christ loved the church. So if you are inspiring for becoming an overseer in the church, you first need to love your wife. of you desire that your husband would be an overseer in the church? You should desire for him to be overseer. Because if he wants to be overseer, he will first love you. Hallelujah. And he will take good care of the children. Amen. How can somebody teach that the priest should not be married and have children? It would immediately disqualify him from any leadership in the church. Amen. So it's another reason to show why it's wrong. Amen. What was it? Amen.
They told that don't marry anybody so that you will have meaning.
All right. So that's wrong, isn't it? So you need be a husband and good husband of a wife and father and good father of children. Can I be an overseer in the church if my children are running around and not obedient, not following God? How can I, brethren, tell you something which I myself cannot do? How can I tell you how you should conduct your life if I cannot conduct mine? I need to lead by example. The mentality of a shepherd is, I go before you and you follow me as I follow Christ. Alright, so now we have covered the word episcopos, overseer. Amen. Do we have many overseers or only few? Only few. There's running so many people around who just don't want to do the job. And out of those who want to do it, there's only few who qualify. Amen.
Amen.
Do you still desire?
Amen.
Do you desire to qualify? Amen.
Amen.
It's time to investigate your life.
Amen.
Bring it before God. Ask Him to change you. Ask Him to clean your life, your thinking. Can an overseer have more than one wife? No. What about here? What about here? Can I have one wife or two wives here?
Oh.
serious business, brethren. It's a serious business. We need to get rid of every other woman in our imagination or anywhere else. That disqualifies you from being an overseer if you have more than one wife, including your desire or mind. Can you say amen? We need to repent. We need to repent if you are involved in any form of idolatry, fornication, movie, or whatever else there is. All right. You want to say something? No. There is another scripture. Let's understand another word. Let's understand the word shepherd.
Atong nisgutan kining gitawagian lang og magbalantay, shepherd.
We were in Ephesians, right?
Sa Epito.
Ephesians 4, wasn't it?
Yeah. 4,
11, maybe. 4:11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds, and teachers.
Ang mga gasa niya, maong ang uban niya, bihim ang mga apostoles, ang uban mga propeta, ang uban mga tiksan niya, sumay ang balita, ang uban mga pastor, o mga magkutod.
Alright, now, I have a local church. Okay? How do I name the local church? Give me a name for local church. Local church, Butuan, okay? Huh? Church of Butuan, okay. Church of Butuan. Okay. So the local church is the Church of Butuan, okay? Local fellowship. And then there's another church, it's a smaller, there's a small people, it's a church of
Christ.
No, give me another village. Huh? No. How?
RTR.
RTR? Okay. So Church of RTR. It's a small village somewhere and there's few people. Here we have the people, correct? How do we call them? Brethren. Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters in the church. Mga kaigsoonan diya sa simbahan.
This brother and his wife. Okay. So this brother is an overseer.
So
the better picture would be this. The brother and the sister are an overseer. What do you think? Didn't I just say the ladies cannot be overseers? And now I'm saying they are overseers? How is it possible? The man and the wife are one. One flesh. It's not the woman who would be standing there, but they work together. Amen. They pray together, they hear together, they help each other, and they are one and acting as one. many years ago, I was praying to the Lord. That's maybe 20 years ago, I don't know. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is there any apostle? And the Lord told me, yes. And I said, like who? And he told me, well, Brother and Sister Lucille. No, Brother and Sister Lucille. Brother and Sister Lucille.
Brother of the Sister Lucille.
And I was shocked. Because in my theology, no woman can be an apostle. No woman can be an apostle. And I said, Lord, I mean, with all respect, Sister Lucille cannot be an apostle. And the Lord says, I never said so. I never said so. It is the brother and sister Lucille together. So God is looking at the unit as one. Amen. The woman without a man, without a husband, cannot be in any position. But especially if you know Brother and Sister Lucille, if you knew them, you know how much they were moving together. Amen. And it means that the overseer or any of the function in the church, very strongly depends on the wife too. Ladies, if your husband is an overseer, elder, much of the work will come on your shoulders. Amen.
Amen.
So here in the local church, where did I put my thing? There it is. So there are some overseers. In this church, there's three people. In this church, there's two. Amen. All right. This brother and sister, so let's speak brother. This brother's overseer in this local fellowship, correct? This brother is overseer in this local fellowship, correct? So each of you need to belong to one fellowship, correct? Raise hands if you have a local fellowship that you belong to. You are part of a local fellowship. Amen. You can be visiting other fellowships here and there. You can be traveling here and there. Okay? But you belong to one fellowship. In the local fellowship, you hope to have some overseers who oversee the work of God. Okay. What if this overseer is more mature than this one? What if this overseer is more mature than this one? What is he? Nothing. He's just overseer. His only overseer, nothing. Is it clear? Alright. Let's look at another word before we go to Ephesians. What about the word elder? Do you know the word elder? What is it in Greek? Do you know the word in Greek? It's presbyteros.
Presbyteros.
Presbyteros, elder, is a very simple word. It's older.
Older.
That's all. Huh?
Golan na.
Uh-huh. So, he's older. Now, let's see. Who is older, Brother Mark or Brother Martin? Brother Mark. Who is older? This little baby or me? Me. Bye-bye, by the way. So, in the work, in the body, there are people who are younger and older. Amen? More mature and less mature. Amen. So, here, the overseer equals to the elder. Equals. Overseer equals to elder. So the people in the church are elders. What makes an elder to be an elder? Simply, the maturity in Christ. Amen. Can I have a school for elders? School for elders? It's only school of life. Can I have a school for carpenters? Yes, school for carpenters, no problem. But school for elders? No. You don't go to school to become older. You can learn Greek in school, maybe. English. But you have to live to prove you are an elder. So how can I say, because I introduce myself and I say I am an elder in a Prague Fellowship. How come I can say I am an elder in local fellowship? How did it happen? How come I can say it? When I joined the fellowship many years ago, was I elder? No, I wasn't. I was younger. So how did I become elder? Huh? I was maturing in the Lord. I was getting a little more work here, helping here. The Lord put something on my heart. I shared it. I had some gifts of the Spirit. I exercised. And then the people around, they start recognize the maturity in the brother. I had a child and two and three. They observed my wife, my marriage, and my children. Amen. And the brethren started to say and speak among themselves, yes, Brother Martin is more mature, and we can come to him for prayer advice because we see the maturity in the brother. And then when the brethren, other brethren from other fellowships, more senior, more mature than me, were traveling and visited our church, they realized you don't have any established elders. Any established elders. And they asked the Lord and asked the people and say, who do you see to be elder among you? Whom do you recognize to be more mature? And Lord, who do you see to be an elder? And the Lord confirmed to three brothers. And then they laid hands on us. And they prayed and said that everybody is clear about it in the spirit and the natural. This is the elders of the local fellowship. For how long is an elder? Huh? No limit? Forever?
Depends.
Your maturity. As long as he's faithful. Amen? So it's not for a year or 5 years. I cannot retire from being elder. If I'm mature, I'm mature. If I follow through. Amen? It is not a function. It is not a function. So each of you who believes is an elder, the question is, was somebody praying for you and laying hands on you? And is your congregation recognizing you to be an elder?
Huh?
Or is it only you who recognize yourself?
Oh,
Amen? That's the vital question for an elder in a local church. What is... Oh, sorry, he didn't translate it. That's a vital condition for elder in a local church. Any question on this? Is it clear? Is it set? All right. What is the function which is above the local church, the local fellowship? How is it called? Nothing. It doesn't exist. Amen? It doesn't exist in the Bible. There's nobody who is here over churches. I was asking, who is this guy over two churches? And the Bible says it doesn't exist. Nobody. Amen? Do we understand this? There is no hierarchy created. Maybe I'm giving some of you a hard time. I'm sorry. But we need to get out of our minds this position which is not biblical. Not biblical. Alright. Can I come and be elder in your fellowship for this weekend or week? No. You have your own elders, or at least you should have your own elders in your fellowship. So if I come to your fellowship and I visit you, I'm submitted to your elders. Can you ask me to speak, to preach? Absolutely. But I'm submitted to local elders. If I move and you recognized me as your elder, I would become your elder. Amen. Do we understand it? But we don't even go by the name elder, do we? We don't go by the name elder. We don't call each other elder. We don't go by the title. How do you call your older brother? Yes, what's his name? Do you have brother, older brother? What's his name? Do you have older brother? What's his name? Paul? You have a Paul? Okay. Richard? Okay. So you call him, hey, Richard. Or you call him Paul. Amen? Do you call your older brother, hey, older? In the same way, call me Brother Martin. Amen. And in the same way, we are not using even a title. We say Brother Martin, Brother So, Brother So. But we don't say Elder, Shepherd, Pastor, We don't use titles at all. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
I hope I'm not making too many troubles. All right. So help me now, help me. In this church, or in this fellowship, it's a new young fellowship. They don't have anybody mature yet. Okay. Nobody really understands Bible. The people are not even baptized. They heard the word of God and they are meeting in somebody's home and read Bible together. Can there be a church without elders? Sorry? For the meantime, yes. Yes, there is a church without elders. Everybody is too young. Nobody's married, maybe even. Or maybe he's married, he's 50 years old, he has already grandchildren, but he's very new in the Lord. Or it's five women. Five women, no elder. It's the responsibility of some close fellowships to help. So sometimes you invite them to come to your church because they cannot travel too often. Sometimes you send one of the elders or two of the elders to visit there and bring the word. Sometimes if they have an issue they don't know what to do about, they can call one of the elders they trust from the other fellowship. Amen?
Amen.
And what should these elders do? The shepherds, the elders, the overseers. They should realize it's too much work. Amen?
Amen.
It's too much work to do all this. So we need to be searching and establishing and helping elders to grow. So the desire of true elder is that more men would grow and mature and become elders. In this fellowship, or anywhere else. So our desire is that more and more of you would grow and mature and would become strong elders in the church. Who don't rule over a church, but feed the sheep. Amen.
Amen.
What is the only motivation for this position? It's instruction, but the motivation. I mean, what is motivating you to feed the sheep? Say again. Love of God. How is the dialogue between Jesus and Peter? Do you love me, Peter? Feed my sheep.
Pedro,
foundation for a shepherd to become a shepherd is to love Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Every other motivation, every other aspiration is illegal. Amen?
Amen.
Alright, so we understand the overseers, we understand the elders. We understand the local fellowships. But what about the apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and a shepherd? Where are they? It's just a gift. It's a calling. Amen.
Amen.
God has put in the church, and he said, this brother, not only he's an elder, but also he's working in a prophetic ministry. Not only, it's not everybody who has gift of prophecy is a prophet. The one who works in the prophetic ministry, if you want, in the gift, and matures into that position in the ministry, he would be a prophet. I see. Every prophet is an elder. Is it true? So every prophet is an elder in some local fellowship. But not every elder is a prophet. You understand something?
Yes. There are women also who have the gift of prophecy, but they are not prophets.
You have this brother, he's not only an elder, but he works as a teacher.
Yes.
That's his gift. That's the way God is using him mostly. Can teacher have a prophecy? Yes. Can prophet come and here and there teach?
Yes.
But it's not their main calling. Here in this fellowship, they have evangelists. One of the elders is evangelist. Okay? So, in this fellowship, they have only teacher and prophet. In this fellowship, they have evangelists. Another fellowship, there is an apostle. Amen? In a bigger fellowship, you would perhaps later see more of the fivefold ministry. But since only in this fellowship we have a teacher, God puts on his heart and on the hearts of the others to invite him, and he can come and teach in their fellowship. But he is still only a visiting elder who came to use the gift of God to help out. Amen.
Amen.
This is what I'm doing now. I belong to local fellowship in Prague, being an elder. I need to come here, submit to the local people, and use the gift of God to bring the word of God to teach. But it doesn't give me anything over the local fellowship here. Amen?
Amen.
So there is no over fellowship authority. Amen?
Amen.
So when Apostle Paul was traveling, and establishing the fellowships, when they grew up and they had their elders, then he came again 3 years later. They respected him as the elder. They respected his authority. They respected his apostleship. But he was not our higher elder, if you wish, or somebody higher than the local elders. Okay? So the word shepherd belongs to some of the elders. In the different fellowships, who have special gifting in taking care of sheep. I think we are running out of energy, so I don't want to take it too long.
Yes.
But just for you to study and question later, in the tabernacle here, this is this side. Okay, there's it looks like this. There's board. Okay. Okay. So this box is this. All right. This box is here. The Holy and Holy of Holies. This. No, the Holy of Holies is only this. The holy place, so the whole thing is this box. In other words,
the holy place and the Holy of Holies.
Like this.
Yeah.
This is the Holy of Holies, this is the holy place. Okay? And we don't have time to go in detail. The boards, they represent the Christians. They are covered with the gold, which is the nature of God. And there is 5 bars holding the boards. They represent the fivefold ministry from Ephesians 4. Hallelujah. So we are speaking about the apostle, which is the longest one. The teacher, evangelist, shepherd, and prophet. Amen?
Amen.
How are they attached to the boards? How are they attached to the boards? Tell me, students. By golden ring. Okay, can you come here? Come on. brother, can you come here for me? Can you come here? Just stand straight. Yeah. This is the board, covered with gold. Come here. This is another board. Okay, I would be another board. But the problem is, I can go like this. He can go like that. Okay, so we need something to hold us straight. And this is, you can go back. This is the bar. The bar comes here. Okay? Can you give us the microphone stand, the thing? Just, that'll do. That's fine. It'll do. Here's the bar. And we each of us, we hold the bar with one hand, it's okay. Okay. And now I cannot go back because they hold me. I cannot go forward because it holds me. So it keeps me in place. Okay? But keep it, Mark, okay? Just hold it there.
Yeah.
How it works is, on my board, there is a golden ring. On each of the board, there is a golden ring. Okay? And the bar goes through the golden rings. Thank you. You can sit down. Thank you. All right? The golden ring, what does golden ring represent, by the way? The marriage, the relationship. Volunteer relationship. Amen.
Amen.
It means that we as a people or church are receiving the fivefold ministry by free will love relationship. If I drop it, I dropped it. If, let's say, Brother Bert, I recognize him as a prophetic ministry. Okay, I've seen him work in the prophetic ministry. In my own life, in the church, in traveling. So for me, he is a prophet. What does he have to tell me that he is a prophet to me? If I decide he is not my prophet, Nothing. He can bring word of God. If I reject it, I reject it. He has no authority over me.
Yes.
If he is prophet of God, he still has authority in God to deal with me. So he can go via God. Amen. But since the bar is not nailed by force to the board, nobody can come and say, I am your prophet, I am your teacher, you will do what I tell you to do. I only bring the word of God, and you decide whether you take it or leave it. There is no violent power that can be established over brother. Amen. No violent power. Okay. So you cannot be coming and saying, I am your elder, I am your pastor, I am your shepherd, I am your whoever, and you will do what I said, you will obey me or whatever. Amen?
Amen.
Or not even speaking about the filthy looker. You know, and now, now when I finish, each of you give me 50 pesos, okay? Because I'm your elder and now you have to take care of me. Do I have the authority to do it? Absolutely not. Amen? However, if God leads you and you want to support me for any reason, if God puts it on your heart, then you can do it. So you can bless anybody God puts on your heart. But nobody can demand any salary or any money just because he wants to. Or because he thinks he has the position. Amen. Did you notice Apostle Paul? There are some churches who recognized him and they sent him money even when he was not coming. There are some fellowships who even didn't support him because they just didn't get a thought of it. But Paul was not there bragging and saying, "You have to feed me." Paul was not there bragging, "You have to feed me." Most of the elders, what do they do during the day?
Work.
Teachers, policemen, farmer, carpenter. Amen?
Yes.
They are busy, they do work, and they are doing work diligently because they need to feed their family.
Yes.
Amen? Some of them, sometimes God calls them to travel a lot, to do a lot of other work, and they say, "God, how do you want me to feed a family?" And they say, and God says, "I'll take care of you." And he can provide for them. But we need to get rid of this mentality that eldership is paid job. Till today I work, I need to take holidays to come here. Amen? I have a regular job as everybody else and maybe even busier. Alright, so it's not a paid job necessarily.
Oh,
I think I'll close it. Amen?
We will begin to look for a job.
Amen. Alright, I think you've got enough in your stomach. You need to bring it back and chew on it. Amen. Like
we eat, then afterwards take it back again and chew again.
Like the Beroin, how is it in English? Beroin juice. The Beroin Jews who were searching in scriptures. Bereans. Berean in English. How the Berean Jews. Berean Jews in the Bible. Berean Jews. They were studying diligently in the scriptures if it is so what Paul is teaching them.
Jesus ini nagmayo kung sino ang pagkakitang
So you need to study now whether it's true what I was sharing here for you. And if you have any questions, we welcome them tomorrow. Write them down. We can discuss it. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.